What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's JD here, and I really hope you're enjoying the countdown so far. I want to tell you about something special we've got going on, though. Every year we do something called a pod list. It's a podcast playlist where I solicit you, the listener, to create your favorite pavement jams. That's right, if you are musically talented or even if you are not, get your band together or pick up your fucking acoustic guitar and jam your fucking balls out. That's what I want. From there, take the WAV file, email it to me at jd@meetingmalcolmist.com or send it via WeTransfer, and Bob's your uncle. That's all it takes, and you will be on the Meeting Malcolmist pod list 5. And now, on with the countdown.
Previously on the Pavement Top 50.
It's Half a Canyon. Ryan, from Soundtrack Your Life, what are your initial thoughts about this song?
It's a great song. I really like this song. For some reason, for a long time, I thought this was the last song on Wowie Zowie. It kind of has that like epic, you know? Yeah, it has like that epic finale, you know, with how it ends and like just this big jam of chaos.
Hey, this is Westy from the rock and roll band Pavement, and you're listening to The Countdown.
Hey, it's JD here, back for another episode of our Top 50 Countdown for seminal indie rock band Pavement. Week over week, we're going to count down the 50 essential Pavement tracks that you selected with your very own Top 20 ballots. I then tabulated the results using an abacus and a pool cue I broke over my knee in a moment of rage. How will your favorite song fare in the ranking? You'll need to tune in to find out. So there's that. This week we're joined by Pavement superfan Alex from Portland. Alex, how you doing, motherfucker?
Fucking great, JD. How are you?
Oh, man, I am stellar right now. I am feeling good. Yeah. How about you?
Feeling good myself. I apologize if my vocal cords crack. I decided to sing karaoke last night. And
oh, nice.
Yeah.
What'd you sing?
Rocks Off by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, wow.
I went really, really hard in my Jagger mode, too. So if I sound like a mid-pubescent boy, that's why.
That's great. Well, what do you say we talk about Pavement?
I'm so ready.
All right. Hit me with your Pavement origin story.
It goes like this. So I am a millennial. I was born in 1990. So when they were doing their initial, when they were an active band recording music and touring originally, I was way too young to be a part of it or even know about it. How I came to Pavement is I was 15. This would have been 2005. We had a local coffee shop where I'm from, a small town in Indiana. And you would walk down there on, you know, a given night and there would be live music. It was usually acoustic bands. And we were there, like me and a couple friends of mine, and we were watching this, like, I don't know, kind of like weird sort of indie band. They were acoustic, but they were still kind of like doing heavier stuff, and they were catchy and interesting and weird. And the lyrics didn't really make any sense. And I was fascinated. Like at 15 years old, the shit was blowing my mind. And I was like, hell yeah, dude, this band's great. And I look over and we see Matt, the cool kid. And Matt's like this mysterious kind of, you know, all the boys want to be him. All the girls want to be with him. He's shout out to Matt. That kid was just the coolest kid in our town. And I remember going up to Matt after the show and saying like, man, that band we just watched was really cool. And he takes like, you know, probably a 5 second drag of a cigarette. Just goes, they're just ripping off Pavement, man.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't know who that was, but of course I'm trying to be cool for cool Matt. So I'm like, yeah, dude, totally ripping off Pavement. Yeah. They're way better. So I rushed home. I open up LimeWire.
Of course. Yeah.
Type in Pavement into the search bar. And by the way, I did want to, I wanted to reiterate something I wrote into you when you were doing your old show. In 2005, if you opened up, you know, a peer-to-peer illegal downloading app, and you typed in Pavement, Harness Your Hopes was by far the top thing that would come up.
Really? Even on LimeWire?
Even back then, it wasn't even close. Like, it was Harness Your Hopes with however many thousands or hundreds of thousands of downloads, and then I think Cut Your Hair was like number two, but it was down by quite a margin.
That's wild.
So Harness Your Hopes has been the fan favorite for a lot longer than people have noticed.
I wonder if that's because people were looking, you know, if they're looking for Pavement, like the idea of a B-side is so savory, you know? And
yeah,
B-sides weren't always easy to get.
Yeah, it might just be their, like, you know, undisputed best song and everyone just knows it or something. I don't know. But I heard it and I walked away with two thoughts after listening to that, which is one, this doesn't actually sound anything like that band I just heard at the coffee shop. And number two, this is definitely my new favorite band. The wordplay really blew my mind. The guitars were kind of jangly, but also kind of grungy, which like, jangle pop and grunge are pretty much my whole wheelhouse, and they sort of combined them seamlessly into one thing, and I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm all in. And from then on, they've, you know, my favorite band's Chiff, but they've been in the top five ever since.
Wow. So when you finally decided to jump away from LimeWire and purchase your first record, what was the or CD or cassette? What was it? What did you end up with out of the chute?
Oh, Wowie Zowie. That was the one that I was just like, my favorite, you know, my favorite record is definitely Wowie Zowie. So when I had the chance to purchase it, I had the vinyl. I used to have a picture, but I was wearing a shirt of a band that's now canceled. So I deleted the picture off social media, but I had a picture of me holding up the smooth blank fourth side of that record.
Yes.
If you know, that record is it's 2.5 sides.
Wow.
Or 3 sides.
Yeah,
or,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying. It's a record and a half.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it's
yeah,
what is it? 18 I tracks, so, right?
Yeah, I was so fascinated by that. And I'm now a completist. I've got all the reissues. I've got all the, you know, Lux and Redux and all that. Basically everything that I could get my hands on. And
yeah, I'm the same. Every time they come up with something new, it's like, man. And we're recording this, you know, in February right now, so we've heard of this 7-inch box set coming out, but we don't know what it is and what it will entail. I'm very curious about it, if it's going to be a must purchase or not.
I mean, it's going to be, just because I'm a completist. Like, even if it's not my favorite or whatever, like Terror Twilight is my least favorite Pavement album, but you better believe I bought that, you know, thing when it came out a couple of years ago. So,
yeah. Well, we waited so goddamn long for that. So they really over-delivered, I thought. Like, I thought, you know, we waited a long time for it, but it was completely worth the wait once I put the records on my turntable.
So you know what else I waited a long time for and finally got in I think it was September of 2022, was I got to see them live for the first time.
Oh, I was just going to ask you about shows. September 2022. So where was the venue?
In Portland. Well, in Troutdale, which is like northeast of Portland, but they have a venue out there that was big enough to kind of suit the size of the show. Gorilla Toss opened for them. I'm a pretty big fan of them. We're in their like hyper pop era, which is really fun.
I think I saw them on the road with Gorilla Toss as well. I think I'll have to ask Tim from Portland because he's got a way better memory than me, but we saw them in Toronto and I'm pretty sure Gorilla Toss was one of the opening bands and I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a blast at that show. Also one little funny tidbit, when they played Range Life, Malkmuth found a way to work in All Cops Are Bastards into the Run From the Pig, The Fuzz, The Cops, The Heat. He like somehow worked that lyric into there and the crowd went absolutely apeshit. That was like the
cool.
The most excited the crowd got on it. He definitely knew he was playing to a Portland crowd. It was really neat.
That is cool. Well, he's a transplant now, right? He's part Portlander at this point.
He's been here a lot longer than I have.
Yeah.
Also, I wanted to mention another cool thing that happened much more recently, about a month ago on my birthday, actually. Dinosaur Jr. Played Portland at the Revolution Hall. And what, I don't know if you've been following their tour or not, or if you're even a fan.
I didn't catch the band. Sorry.
Dinosaur Jr.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Dinosaur. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So they've been like, they've been getting like a local musician from whatever city they're playing in to like join them for a song on stage their whole tour. And, I think when they were in Philly, they got Kurt Vile to go up with them, stuff like that. And when they were in Portland, you know, guess who the special guest was that came out and sang a song with them?
I fucking saw that. I saw some video.
Yeah.
How he sang spoiled crack. Were you that night?
It was amazing. It was like, you know, two of my favorite 90s bands getting up there and like jamming out together on one of their best songs. And it was just a lot of fun and I enjoyed it. So
to see Jay and SM like dueling guitars would be fucking so cool. They're both so different, but so good, you know?
Oh, yeah.
With the guitar.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. Also, they're doing Where You Been in its entirety, and that's my favorite Dinosaur album. So, and it was my birthday, and I was like, yeah, the universe kind of gave me this as a present. Like, you know, got to see Malkmus get up there. So it was a lot of fun.
Dude, that does sound like fun. God damn it. That's fun. Well, what do you think? Should we get into track 34?
I think I'm ready to get into it.
Then let's do this. We'll be back on the other side with track 34.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Bob Nastanovich from Pavement. Thanks for listening. And now on with a countdown.
34.
How can I
Okay, we are back. You heard it here first. The first song from the original version of Slanted and Enchanted to appear on the countdown, Loretta Scars. Alex from Portland, how are you feeling about Loretta Scars?
It's a great song. I've got all kinds of thoughts on it, but, you know, it's on Slanted and Enchanted, which is a great album. Slanted and Enchanted is the least varied album, in my opinion. Like, most of the songs on it are kind of one vibe, and this is definitely no exception. I think it's a great vibe, and I enjoy it. But I guess if I can start out the gate with my only really negative take on it.
Sure.
It kind of feels like the meme of like, hey, mom, can we stop for Summer Babe? No, we have Summer Babe at home, and it's this. they're different chords, but they're played in the exact same structure, and the drum beat's the same. It's that classic Gary Young boom boom ch, boom, doo, boom, you know, kind of thing. But it's still a great song. I'm definitely not shitting on it at all, and I'm ready to say all good things from here on out. I just figured I would get that out first.
Well, hit me with some good stuff. With your best shot, Pat. Okay. Benatar.
So. How do I put this? When you're listening to the bulk of the lyrics are just, how can I make my body shed for you, body shed around your little scars. If you're listening to the how can I part, it sounds like he's like drunk or something, like he's slurring it, like he's not keeping up with the rhythm.
Yeah.
So just earlier today, as a fun little exercise, what I tried to do was sing it myself in a way that would fit the meter, and it's impossible.
Really?
Yeah, you can't do it. There's no way. I don't know if it's because How Can I is three beats and the song's in 4/4, but for whatever reason, you can't really make it go with the beat. And yet, when it gets to make my body, when he comes in on body, it's always perfectly on beat again. Even though he, like, every time he does it, it gets a little bit slower and more drawn out, kind of drunker sounding. He nails it every time. So I really respect the way that the words are delivered from a standpoint of, like, this shouldn't work, but it does.
Right. I can see that. It's so that, very sparse lyrically. Very sparse lyrically.
It's funny because... like one of the things I love about Malkmus, and it's the same thing I loved about David Berman, same thing I love about Bob Dylan, Dan Behar, sometimes Neil Young and Joni Mitchell, is like, you'll be listening to a song and you're so like emotionally invested and you feel the power of it. And it's such a great song. And then you're singing along and you stop and you're like, I don't know what the fuck I'm singing about right now at all. And that's most, if not all, Malkmus lyrics. But
yeah, I would agree with that.
But this one, I'm like, you know, and I even did the thing where I went to Genius just to see what they would have to say. And, you know, it's just, I think it's one paragraph that someone wrote in that just says, like, the narrator clearly doesn't know how to help the person named Loretta. And it's like, okay, thanks for the information.
Yeah, that really gets us nowhere.
But that's all you're going to get. You're going to get nowhere. I gave up a long time ago trying to like grab any serious meaning from a lot of Pavement's catalog, if not all of it. Maybe Grounded is like, you know, doctors are these like rich assholes that don't give a shit about people. Like you can grab that from Grounded, but like, most Pavement songs I don't think they have a meaning. I don't think that's the point.
Yeah, I think there's bits and phrases that you can glean something from, you know, thematically in a song. But few and far between is there like a narrative, which was so different when he released his first solo record. And all those songs had like total narratives, like protagonist, beginning, middle, end. Like there's so many songs on SM's debut that showcase that he's not just somebody who's just throwing phrases at a wall, but he's really got it. So I don't know, you know, like he told me when I spoke to him that he can compartmentalize Pavement and his solo stuff. But there's, to me, there's a little bit of bleed. There's a little bit of bleed on some songs. And I, of course, I don't have them in top of my mind right now, but I tend to agree with you, but I think that there are some that, you know.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I'm just, of course, I'm overgeneralizing, but like, so you're thinking about Loretta Scars though, like that's the song we're talking about right now. And I mean, I don't know what your thoughts are on what the lyrics could possibly mean, but I've got nothing.
Yeah. Well, what is the deal with metal scars? At one point he says metal scars. How can my body shed around your metal scars? Like, is this a robot? Is this like, what the fuck, man?
Well, if it's a robot, it's probably not Loretta Lynn.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Only Loretta I know of. So,
yeah, it's not a common name.
Or Cleveland's ex-wife from Family Guy.
I never watched Family Guy, so
you're better for it. You're much better off for it.
What else have you got on Loretta's scars? Anything much else? I mean, this is a tough ask. There's literally 6 lines, you know, and then they're repeated. I like how you broke down the music though.
There's about 3 chords for most of it. There's the Gary drum beat that he does on Summer Babe. We could talk about Gary's drumming though for a minute, because I am a fan.
Me too.
And this has been said a million times by a million people, including people on your podcast. But you know, Westy is probably the more like technically proficient and varied drummer, but Gary's got this like certain style of playing, this swag, this kind of like vibe that he creates with the way he hits the drums. And it doesn't sound like anyone else. And I really appreciate that for what it is. And
you can tell a Gary song right away. Yeah, you're right. You can tell a Gary song right away.
Oh yeah. And this is a great, this would be a good song to demonstrate that point. If I was going to play a song for someone and be like, this is Gary Young drumming, you know?
Yeah. This would be the one you would choose.
It would be close. I mean, like I said, it's the same drums on Summer Babe. And then you've got, what's the song after Flamethrower where it's only one like line that he says over and over again? Oh, I can't remember the name of the song off the top of my head.
Yeah, me neither.
But that song is basically the same drum pattern. So whoever's going to be listening to your podcast is going to scream at the phone, whatever the name of that is, and good for them. I do that too. But it's a good example of that Gary Young drum sound. And I'm not a musician, so I can't explain it in technical terms. But because I am like a diehard music obsessive, I know when I hear it and I know when I don't.
Gotcha. And you like it. That's the important thing. Yeah.
I love it. I mean, I don't know if there's like a bad Pavement song. Even their like fuck around throwaway B-sides are usually funny.
Agreed. Yeah. I totally agree with you.
You know,
there's a lot of good stuff on the B-sides. My next question for you though is, where does this song fit in the top 50? Is it rated properly? Should it have been higher? Should it have been lower? What do you think?
Yeah, because I only know what like 47 through 50 are, it's difficult for me to, like, it would be so much easier for me to come up with my own top 50 if I could like argue yours, you know?
Right.
But yeah, just as far as it being fairly rated, yeah, because I don't even know if it makes my top 5 on Slanted, but it's also a great song. So
agreed.
Yeah. So would I put it in the top 25? No, but would I put it in the top 50? Yes. So 33 sounds about right.
Sounds about right. Yeah, that's what I think. It's a top 40 song because it's from that debut record, you know, which turned so many of us on to Pavement. Not me, because I came so late to the party, and you came late to the party. But those cool fucking Mark kids, Matt, it was Matt you said, right?
Yeah, yeah.
His cohort, you know, were probably into Slanted, like, you know, not him specifically, but his cohort were listening to Slanted, you know, when it dropped and reading zines and whatnot.
every like town, every city's got at least one of those Matts, and probably some of them are named Mark. And yeah, they're always going to be a little bit cooler than you. And when you're a teenager, I think you need that. That's like your North Star, you know, and then you sort of use that as a branch to find your own way and pave your own path. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that kid. And I'm grateful for his little comment that made me go search out Pavement and fall in love right away.
Really cool origin story. Well, that's what I've got. So I'm not sure if there's anything else you want to say or if there's anything you want to plug.
Well, premature plug, but I don't know when you're releasing this. So maybe it will be out by then. I am starting my own podcast. It's going to be
cool.
It's going to be a music obsessive deep dive, and I'm going to attempt to connect a bunch of dots between, you know, bands, scenes, record labels, the culture around it, tracing back from like 60s stuff until now, 90s, everything in between. It's going to be sort of like the Charlie Day meme where he's got, you know, he's in like the post office basement and he's going through his whole conspiracy with
string
and shit. It's going to be like a music version of that. So if you're a music obsessive like me and you think I'm funny or crazy or interesting, then yeah, I'll have JD plug this when it's ready to go.
Cool. Awesome.
if you don't mind, of course. I just volunteered you to plug my show at some point.
Absolutely, well, Alex. Totally. All right, brother. Well, that's what I've got, and that's what Alex from Portland has. So we thank you for tuning in, and wash your goddamn hands.
Thanks for listening to Meeting Malcolmus, a Pavement podcast, where we count down the top 50 Pavement tracks as selected by you. If you've got questions or concerns, please shoot me an email, jd@meetingmalcolmus.com.
Duvra! Podcasts and such.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.